time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
It's almost 13 to 11 and from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlton. Morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Cods. A little bit of breaking news at the start. The Finish on Lure race meeting, which was held at Richmond at the end of August, has been deemed a success. So there will be more meetings with the Finish on Lure coming up at the Richmond track, three in November and three in December. You can get more details from thedogs.com.au, Cods.
All right, now the TAB $1 million chase. Jason McKay's going well. Three semi-finalists.
Yep, he's got three semi-finalists, and now he's got a finalist in the Young Star Classic. His pup Aston Sapporo raced at Wentworth Park for the first time last night in heat one of the Young Star, and not only won, but posted the fastest time of the night, 29.89. And Jason McKay is our guest this morning. Jace, congratulations on the win. I knew you had some raps on the son of Black Magic Opal and Fantastic Sky, but I tell you what, that was a brilliant performance.
Yeah, Dave, thanks for having us, mate. He's a nice young pup, this bloke. He broke in and pre-trained real nice as well, and lucky enough he ended up here, Dave. But what he's done at this early stage is pretty good for a young novice, mate, if I can put it that way. He's never ever graced the stand at Wentworth Park, and just every time we went to trial, he was either engaged or trialing somewhere else. So he's done that on his pat in the lane last night. First up at Winnie to do that, run the best of the night. Very few dogs ever do that, mate.
Yeah, too right. Well, he's had five starts only. He's won four of them, plus a second. Last night he crossed them from box seven, turning out of the straight. And not only does he have good speed, but he's showing great strength for a pup who doesn't turn two until January. Zipping Boston for Michelle Sultana chased hard, but just didn't get anywhere near him.
Davey, he can hold it up at all ends, mate. He's usually a faultless beginner. Last night, my fault, because he's never been through them lids. He was only fourth away, but he's got that real good turn of foot once he gets on the ground. And he still posted 5.46 to the mark. I think possibly he could run 5.40 with a clean getaway. And I've got no doubt, Dave, when you watch that replay, he faulted a couple of times through the catch and bend as he didn't know where he was going. So I can see in time, Dave, this dog's going to run 29.6 or 29.7 there in the near future, mate.
Wow. Well, he's owned by Ray Border, who also races Aston Duke, one of three semi-finalists from your kennel in the TAB $1 million chase tomorrow night at Weddy, Jacer. He was the fastest second in the city qualifiers last Saturday night, won the black top four runs back, and Aston Duke will jump from box seven in semi-final number four underneath the Victorian Shimmer Shine. So there's sure to be plenty of speed from out wide.
Yeah, it's a tough semi that one, Dave, that's for sure. He's probably well boxed, tell the truth. He likes to use the middle of the wide, but the crack and race, and he's sort of getting on him time now. He's probably past his best, but all things being equal, he does go good at Wentworth Park, and he resumed from a slight let up in that run last week, so that run will top him up nice for this week, but pretty hard race that one, day.
Chase, you got one of the favourites to win the entire $1 million chase series, Get It Gizmo, semi-final number seven, box number eight. Now, he's drawn outside of She's Got Soul and Furious Not Fast. And look, you must have been over the moon with his first Wentworth Park start on Saturday night, Jace. He won a fifth grade in 29.89 by 3.5 lengths.
Yeah, Dave, he goes good this bloke. I think he's 2 and 3 months. He said that right amount of runs now. He's had 15 or 16 races to learn a little bit, Dave, if I can put it that way. But that was his first official go out the boxes. When he got the start okay, but he had a big bump of Bill going into the first corner with one of Mark Bell's dogs. They ended up knocked each other a little bit, but he regathered momentum up the back and really put the foot down late. He got home 11.57, which is a powerhouse run home. But Dave's owner, Harry's rap that he threw the eight, mate, you know what I mean? He said three goes from the eight to two wins and got beat a lip by Shimmershine. So I think the draw in this case is going to suit because there's nothing on his outside that can funnel him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, too right. Well, he was 31. Some people got $41, then into 13. Now, Get It Gizmo's a $10 equal second favourite to take out the final. Jason, in the Eighth and final semi-final tomorrow night at Wendy. You've got Flying Bazza in box one inside of Banjo Tiffia and Nangar Gift. Now, he was airborne in the Maitland Million Dollar Chase regional final, winning in 24 and 92. But it's had no luck at Wendy yesterday week at his first race there. He finished fourth in a free-for-all. But look, Flying Bazza's only young and hasn't worn the red rug since winning his maiden at Ballarat back in May.
Well, Dave, that's everything to this bloke. He lacks a length or so to the first mark. He's safe enough beginner, but he just lacks that pace and the boxes of the winning post. But what he does do, Dave, he can rail the ears off Wentworth Park, mate. And that's the key to a dog that lacks a bit of speed. He's got to get in on the fence and hope there's a couple little jam up front. And he'll rail, actually, to the size of him, Dave, 35 and a half kilos. He actually touches the rail. He gets in that close, but that's a real bonus for him, but one thing he can do, he can rule off a big run aim as well, the last 200. So if he was in striking distance, Dave, and on the fence and a few breaks went his way, I'd say he's a big chance to get over the top of him late, because he does love Wentworth Park, which is another bonus.
Yeah, well, all the very best tomorrow night in those semis. Jase, you got three tickets to the million-dollar lottery. Why don't we talk just quickly about Maitland today? Race four, a fifth grade over 450 metres. You got the unbeaten pup Mercury Calling in box one. Now, his win at the Gardens in 29 and 48 at only his second start was just staggering.
All right, he's got a big motor. This bloke, Dave, he took a little bit of time to mature. He's still maturing. Tell the truth, he's got a mistake or two in him. But he's just got to learn to settle. He just needs racing a little bit for 13, 14 starts so he can mature and gain a bit of experience. But time-wise, clock-wise, he's the real deal, this bloke. He can really let go. But little hiccup at the Gardens when he won that day, he ended up on three legs the next morning. He had a massive cabbage wart in his foot, so that wouldn't have helped him. But Dave, he's nice young pup, got a nice draw today. I don't think we'll get much out of the price, but he looks like he's something later on, you know what I mean?
Yep. Jason, race five at Maitland today. The former Victorian Flynn will jump from box two in a fourth and fifth grader. I know you wanted to get him into the million-dollar chase, but unfortunately, he's had a couple of issues.
Yeah, he had a little injury, had a little torn muscle in his blade muscle in his offside shoulder, Dave. He linked around here for a week, mate. All the rehab, all the physio, all the walk, swimming, everything we've done never worked to get into the million-dollar runoff. But we've got him now, but we'll have to sort of just take him a run by run. But, Dave, he looks classes above that pool today. And probably the only concern for me, I don't know a lot about him, Dave. I'd rather him in a wider box than an inside one. I know it's a reduced pool, just when he's 500, but class-wise, he should be too good for them.
And, Jason, race seven at Maitland today, you have Zipping Caviar in box six. He won on debut at Maitland in 22 and 30 before a third last week over the 450 in 25 and 18. How do you reckon the Caviar will go?
I think he's a promising young pup too, Dave. The draw's not ideal today, but if he gets a few green lights, he goes good. He just got run off his feet last week. They run a sort of length and a quarter off the record last week, and he got left standing. But Dave, same thing again. He's only had a couple of starts. Promising pup, just to race him and just see how far he goes.
Well, Jase, all the best today and indeed tomorrow night. I know it's your little daughter Rose's birthday tomorrow. She's nine, so hopefully there'll be some extra candles on the cake at Wentworth Park tomorrow night in the shape of wins in the semi-finals of the million-dollar chase.
Yeah, Dave, it's all good here. We've had a lovely week, mate, so we're just in the lap of the gods now. We'll present them as the best we can and just hope we have a bit of luck.
Thanks for joining us on Going Greyhounds, Jason.
Thanks for having us, Dave. All the best, mate.
Jason McKay there, Sean. And Aston Sapporo, who we mentioned at the start with Jase, has drawn box four in the Young Stars final on Friday week. The draw is Jet Jackson, who won his heat from box eight. From the one box in the final, Zipping Boston 2, Electric Silk 3, Aston Sapporo 4, Blue Summer Sky 5, Zipping Truvy 6, Knights Page 7, Barbaresco 8. The reserves are Bill Barth and Kamikaze Cowlick Cods, $25,000 to the winner of the final.
Right, Wendy Park last night, four heats of the Masters Meteor were run.
Yeah. And the defending champion, the Evergreen Cosmic Bonus, trained by Evelyn Harris posted a fast time in the Masters Meteor Heats, flying out of box six and holding off Bad Ronnie in 29 and 97, rising 5 years of age and having his 117th race start. Look, he was ripping Evelyn's arms out of the socket heading to the boxes, and he was outstanding from the six, just pinged the lids and notched his 56th career win. Blabbermouth for Cheryl Murray, who's 5 years and 4 months of age, was wagging his tail all the way to the boxes and won his heat from box seven in the fastest time of 29 and 94, downing Spring Creek Bill. And those two greyhounds were placed behind Cosmic Bonus in last year's final. The other heat winners were Drink Schooners for Michelle Sultana in 30 and 10 and Bogan Dooney for Neil Staines in 30 and 20. The box draw for Friday week's $100,000 for the winner Masters Meteor Final. Spring Creek Bill 1, Drink Schooners 2, Blabbermouth 3, Bad Ronnie 4, Friend of Man 5, Cosmic Bonus again in 6, Crows 7, Bogan Dooney 8, The Reserves Cause, Reader's Boy, and Little Digger for Jack Smith.
Now you got a winner or two for us, Dave?
Well, hopefully, two New South Wales meetings today, Cos. Maitland in the Twilight from 4.19, the Sarv. Best Bet, race 6, number 8, Caviar Quality, very fast short courser, 6.8. Value Bet, race 1, number 6, My Blue Shadow, 1.6. Dapto races tonight from 7.07. The Best Bet comes up in race 8, number 2, Sweet City Woman, who bolted in last week, 8.2. And the Value Bet, race 7, number 3, Braby Got Back. Runner-up the past 3 deserves a win, 7.3. And that's it for Going Greyhounds, Cos.